Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97.
Let's get it.
You already know what it is, man.
Number one.
Number one.
For hip-hop.
Every day.
Hot 97.
Act like you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we made it to Thursday. They saying, yesterday was pretty nice, a little sprinkle here and there. But today, it's not going to be that warm. It's only going to be 56, but the sun is going to shine all day. Tomorrow looking like sunshine for Friday. Saturday looking like clouds. And right now, Sunday, looking like rain. Boo! But you can call right now. We got something for you in a game that lives up to its name. Lord never loses. Get on the line. I think we got future Metro tickets. I could be lying, so it might change it later. It's like J. Cole's album, Might Delete Later. Ooh, yeah. Turn this up. That River Dance.
God only knows why, though.
Woo! Beyonce, Cowboy Carter.
Let's pimp.
Yeah. Cowboy Carter. Yo, listen, man. Objectively, I know there's people who are, you know, emotionally tied to other Beyonce albums and moments in Beyonce's career because she's got a lot.
It's a lot.
There's a lot of Beyonce to love. But objectively, I think Renaissance and Cowboy Carter are the best two Beyonce projects ever made.
Wow. Interessante.
Now,
I hold Lemonade up there, though.
No, people love Lemonade, and I get it. How it was rolled out, the videos, the visuals were you know,
the
Lemonade,
music.
Your first experience with it was visual for a lot of people. And so that obviously is going to be more vivid, and it's going to give you a deeper emotional attachment to it because, you know, visuals do that. And Lemonade is great. Not taking anything away from Lemonade.
And it was an album, Ibro, for the first time. Like, it wasn't about perfection. It's like Beyonce is this perfect human, right? No, she talked about, there was songs about infidelity and losing
a
child.
I hear you. I hear you.
So the songs, the
lyrics and all that, great stuff. For me, it ain't as good as Cowboy Carter or Renaissance.
Okay, I get it. I just put it up there. I've been listening to those three, and I shuffled them.
But you articulated why I believe some people attach to Lemonade or even albums prior because of how it personally affects. It's personal, right? Like, it's your personal thing. Beyonce gave you something on Lemonade you had never gotten before, and you were like, I love it. This is a moment, and I'm never going to forget it. The same way somebody who listened to the self-entitled album, Beyonce, or listened to Four, or listened to, give me another one, Sasha Fierce, or, whatever.
Right.
The way it hit them at the moment, they remember. It's like drugs, right? You'll never get that feeling back, that first time. That thing that hits you, when you get that hit, you'll never get that feeling back. And so when I say things like Renaissance and Cowboy Carter, for many Beyonce fans, they're living a different life right now. So nothing can ever, ever supersede the way they felt about things prior. It won't happen. You won't get that feeling back. But that's why I say objectively, if you song for song, lyric for lyric, production for production, musicality, all of it, I'm Renaissance Cowboy Carter.
Gotcha. That's fair.
I think I'm also leaning that way too because both of those projects are so focused musically. Like, it's not trying to please everybody. It's a singular idea and a singular feeling. And I like that in an album.
Yeah. I mean, with Renaissance, like you, she just dove Renaissance. She dove in into a completely like different world.
Right.
That, you know what I mean? And like, and it taught a lot of people a lot, because a lot of people hadn't even really truly understand the roots of ballroom and the effects and how it affected fashion and how it took so many risks and people always thought it was taboo. And then, you know what I mean? How certain mm-hmm. people took it and made it mainstream, but it made a lot of people really do their research.
Well,
and I feel like that's what they're doing that with Cowboy Carter now.
Absolutely. And that's why, but see, that's my type of thing right there. That's for me. And they flow. You throw Renaissance on, it flows.
Yeah.
It flows like you wouldn't like a mixtape. You throw that Cowboy Carter on, it flows. It's taking you on a journey.
Well, that was your Beyonce update.
Yeah, how sorry. We feel today. As you can see, I'm a fan. On the line right now, it's time to get down with the Lord Never Loses situation. We got Brenda and Robert on here. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Morning.
Robert, how are you?
How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm just out here, man, living life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the dads and all the fellas, all the guys. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but hopefully you're enjoying life, man, and planning.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the dads up working right now. You know what I'm saying? That told their homies last night, nah, bro, I can't stay up late. I got big plans. I got things to do. I can't just be up sitting around drinking with you, smoking with you all night. Right, Robert?
Nah, I ain't into that.
Exactly. See, you got plans. That's what I'm talking
Robert's
about.
Robert's like, I'm good.
Not on a weekday.
Nah, on a Wednesday? They try to bait you out. Oh, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. The weather's nice. Nah, bro. It's full moon. We got to celebrate. Nah, bro. NBA playoffs, nah, bro. I'll watch the game. But I don't need to go outside and indulge in debauchery.
Look, I've been trying to recover from a Passover dinner for 2 days.
You see what I'm saying?
A few glasses of wine. That's it.
Nah, man. And you got plans too, Roseboro. You got jobs. You got family plans. You got stuff to do. You got
to
focus.
Sure. Laura never loses.
Exactly. Brenda, who do you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Staff?
I love you, Ebro, but I'm going to go with Laura.
And I love you, too, when you're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? And
come on, Laura.
Rosenberg, you got the question?
I do.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play Laura Never Loses. Here we go.
Mary J. Blige and
Ebro.
A Tribe Called Ebro.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Correct. What is an exploding star called?
Laura.
Ebro.
Wait, we did this, guys.
Supernova.
A lot of things repeat, Laura. You know how it is.
We didn't do Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who had something thrown at her on a stick? Ebro.
Nicki Minaj.
Correct. Which country gave the U.S.?
Ebro.
Ebro.
I think you're going to say Statue of Liberty. That would be France.
This is getting ugly, guys.
Wow.
Who is being sued by a photographer?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Who was the original lead singer of the band
Ebro?
Ebro.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, man.
All right, you guys want to stop?
Oh, my God.
Let's just stop. We need to give it away. We could be ahead for a day.
You want to? Yo,
wow,
Laura, they got to hit you with the mercy joint?
Laura, Caitlin Clark. I mean, Caitlin Clark signed a deal with which? Laura.
No, he was.
Do you guys not hear me? I've been calling
you.
No,
I heard you. I gave you Laura. Go.
She's like, Jesus Christ.
Nike, you slow on the draw, McGraw. Don't get tight.
Did you give an answer?
I did. I said Nike.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man.
Laura loses.
Yo, listen. What's my man's name out here in these streets?
Robert.
Roberto.
Robert.
What does he win, Laura?
Tickets to see Metro Boomin and Future for their We Trust You tour August 15th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Wait, the tour is called
Ebro
what?
Wins, everybody wins.
I've been trying
so hard. Come on.
Nah, Brenda, call back, man. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Sorry, Mama. The tour is called We Trust You. We Trust You tour.
I didn't even peep that.
Yeah, because when we first were giving away, I was like, are you sure? And then producer girl was like, yeah, it's called the actual tour. It's called We Trust You
Tour. I love that.
Not We Don't Trust You.
But they're going out for the fans. They trust the fans. They just don't trust Drake.
They trust the fans.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Oh, boy. Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, Biden signs a bill banning TikTok in the U.S., and the CEO is promising to fight in court. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Yo, did you, speaking of, shout to all the families and individuals who grapple and confront dealing with autism on a day-to-day. Speaking of, Amanda Seales' conversation with Shannon Sharp, which, you know, she spoke about her diagnosis of autism. And I haven't gone to Google this, but they changed the categorization or the titling of Asperger's. Did you guys know that?
No.
No.
Yeah. No. I guess because the guy Asperger, who it's named after, is a Nazi?
Oh, God. All right. Well, I understand why they would want to change it.
And so it kind of became like, why are we calling this that? And we need a better name.
Especially because, yes, people are trying to take away the negative connotation around it. So I just doubt that naming it after a Nazi would be a good thing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
It's probably not so good. It's probably not what you want.
Not that great. It's probably not that great.
I get it. I mean, that's a hard one, right? When really bad people did actually come up with something that's useful, it is a tough one. What do you do?
Yeah, it's Hans Asperger. Was Hans Asperger a Nazi?
And what kind of Nazi do you mean? Was he in the government? Like, he was actually participating?
How are we doing this real time?
Speaking of which, I got to watch.
He was an Austrian physician, yeah.
Speaking of which, I got to watch the movie Zone of Interest, which I still have not watched.
What's that about? Amazing. Put me on. Never heard of this. Oh, yeah, here it is. Nazi involvement.
Oh.
Well, yeah, no. That's what it has a page on his Wikipedia page?
Yeah. Let's see.
You don't ever want the Nazi involvement section.
No, there's a section called Nazi involvement on the ad.
Listen, Kanye's cruising for one of those at the bottom.
You think he's going to have a Nazi involvement section?
I mean, listen, all it takes is
Kanye's section won't be Nazi involvement because he's not in the group.
It'll be Nazi interest.
No, it'll be Hitler apologists.
Yo, last thing, I know we got to start Flash Lights, but I got so mad when I posted a couple days ago. I wrote, Kanye celebrating the, quote, elimination of Drake makes me feel triggered. I'm sorry, you know, with him being a public anti-Semite. I got like ratioed on it. Hundreds of comments from the Kanye stans.
Yeah.
Well, I think we could have a debate after 8 o'clock. Whose fans are the bigger bitches, Drake or Kanye? But
oh, God.
They were hitting me and going, wow, you're reaching. And I'm like, wait. Y'all know it's never going to be a reach to call Kanye an anti-Semite again, right?
Right.
Yo, your man's did they forget that he literally out loud in public was like, listen, man, Hitler was kind of tight. Like, he literally did that.
The way they apologize for his behavior is insane.
And like, forget. Like, wait, so you really think that it's been 6 months now and I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I forgot. That was so long ago. Once you big up Hitler multiple times, it's over. There's never a coming back where I'm like, I forget. Try to think of the equivalent in another field. You can't, I don't even know what the equivalent would be.
Well, he also rocked the Confederate flag on his merch, too, which people let slide. Black folks
Well, that was
slide.
The warm-up. The we warm-up let that slide. Because that was when people, I thought, still believed he might be doing something ironic.
Right.
But, like, then it passed, and the irony was gone. And then we found out he was actually telling his employees at Adidas, making them watch things about Hitler and
gross.
Anyways, people are just so frustrating.
Well, Laura, what as far as Hans Asperger, I skimmed through his Nazi involvement, which is very telling. But I just got to the point where he signed his letters, Heil Hitler, and I was like, okay.
All right. Well, there you go, Ebro. Yeah. There's your answer.
We miss flashing lights?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's your flashing lights report.
Right. Rip Asperger's.
Hans Asperger's a Nazi.
Jeez, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Amanda Seals.
Sorry, Laura. Hit me with the button at 720. On the flashing lights.
Y'all keep it locked. Rosenberg's going to get the button at 720 for ruining Laura's segment. What were you going to talk about, Laura?
Only the biggest thing that's trending out there, banning TikTok in the U.S.
We can save it.
Oh, that's going to be in the congratulations. You played yourself, too, because guess who played themselves? Our government.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden specifically having your name tied to this bill and having the headlines be Joe Biden bans TikTok, when honestly the reason he signed the bill was less about TikTok and more about giving money to Israel, Taiwan, Ukraine, and blah-bitty-bloopity-blam. So, yeah, we got buttons to go around. Buttons aplenty. Plus ride or die, and a chance for you to get paid and beat the buzzer. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Happy Thursday morning. Cast One, I got a question for you.
Feel like a fairy tale.
Okay.
I swear I'll make
this is the Four Bats record, right?
Yes.
Do you think people know who Four Bats is?
No.
And do you think after this song and its popularity, which it got really popular before Drake jumped on, obviously went to another level once Drake jumped on.
Right.
I always worry for artists that put Drake on their, like, first big single. How do you follow that up?
Yeah, that's hard.
I mean, yeah.
And are people in their car right now like, ooh, this Drake is kind of, this is a vibe right here.
But it's a catch 22, though.
Right. What do you do? Do you not take the Drake feature?
Exactly.
What do you do?
You know the Drake feature is going to help. It's going to put you in front of a lot of people.
It is. But what do you... But like, I think if I had an artist, which I've never had one, but it would be like, I hope if Drake wants to jump on this record, which is booming, I need a Drake music video or something. So that people could see my artist next to Drake in some way.
I mean, that doesn't always work.
That don't work. What about take my artist on tour?
I mean, you know what? Sexy Red.
Sexy Red went on tour with Drake.
You know what? For me on your album too, Drake.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, I need the double whammy.
City Girls. That happened with City Girls.
City
too,
Girls.
No? The City Girls.
Well, no, it was Cardi.
What do you mean it was Cardi?
Well, the song with Cardi was the one that first actually cracked them.
No, I think Laura's saying the record with the City Girls where he said, Carisha, you know, that whole thing.
And then he took them on tour, wasn't he? Or they were in a lot of his shows. At least I remember Young Miami being up there while JT was in jail.
Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because I worry for new artists like Four Bats that get a Drake feature. The song gets big, and if you're not careful, you might end up with this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
That's all I'm saying. But it's not yet. Four Bats is chilling. The song's doing good. He's got a couple of records out. He's moving. But it all happened so fast.
Right.
It all happened so fast. Speaking of happening fast, just a minute ago, Rosenberg said he wanted to give himself the button for ruining Laura Stiles' flashing lights.
Yeah, but then when I realized what it was the flashing lights about, I kind of liked what's good with it. I kind of want to understand the
what?
Bill.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was about the bill. We've already discussed this bill so much. Like, Biden signing the bill. I was like, is that really news, though? It's been done.
Yesterday was a big deal. A lot of people didn't think it was going to happen. But, I mean, like, what do you expect? It was packaged with all this other stuff, so.
Well, you're talking about the TikTok bill. But all I'm saying is we had literally on the show the day before said this deal was done, that they'd gotten the deal done. We gave out the numbers for the deal. It was all completely there. It just got signed by Biden the next day.
But now, the actual TikTok ban, what do they have, 12 months to figure this out? And then, even after the 12, there's a 90-day extension Biden could give them. So this is something that could literally be forgotten about. And if Biden doesn't win the presidency, it lands on the next president's desk.
But Trump would be into the TikTok ban, right?
I think so, because the GOP been pushing this.
Yeah, they're the main ones who've been pushing it.
But I'm still stuck on the biggest congrats of the whole thing, and I know we've talked about this ad nauseum on this program. I'm still stuck on the fact that people think that your data is safer with a corporation in the United States that literally sells your information to the highest bidder around the globe, including in China.
Right, right, right.
Than it is with a Chinese company that's doing the same thing.
Right. What's the difference? Is it anything except just straight xenophobia and people will just...
It's protecting American business, man.
That's right.
Well, if you were interested in protecting American businesses, wouldn't you be interested in protecting the 7 million businesses that are on TikTok that are American?
No. I mean, Ebro, I mean, like Instagram and Facebook. You don't want TikTok
you mean,
to
yes.
get bigger than
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, so hurting TikTok helps.
Right.
Meta.
Everybody. All the tech companies.
Well, who else? At Meta and X, really. I mean,
really,
those are the only social media
ones.
Platforms. Yeah. But I guess no, because you can shop on TikTok, which is hurts Amazon.
Well, it's not really Amazon. It's Temu. Isn't it the other thing?
No, I'm saying on TikTok when you shop.
TikTok shop. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. It could hurt Amazon.
It could hurt, which is an American business. So, listen, guys, I think it's all BS, but that's just me. So, if you disagree and I control the button, you get the button.
Congratulations, well, you played yourself.
And also, I mean, you got to give it to the Democrats in general, because this, the way that this election is seemingly getting punted from just bad politics is crazy, guys. It's really, I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts today. I don't feel like it getting into the nuts and bolts of Israel Palestine right now. I don't. But I will say this. All you have to do is look at the mentality of the country. I believe when the war, I believe on October like 10th, 70% or maybe 80% of the country was in favor of supporting Israel. That number has completely flipped. Okay? Completely flipped. 70% of the country now is against it. And Biden and company just continue to keep doing the same thing and hope they're going to get a different result.
This and it doesn't help that there's audio of what's the man's name that runs the ACLU?
I don't remember.
Not the ACLU. What's the
ADL?
The ADL.
Jonathan.
Whatever his name is. There's audio of him saying.
Jonathan Greenblatt. Yes.
There's audio of him saying we have a TikTok problem. Because people feel like they've been getting most of the on the ground in Gaza, what's happening in the Palestinian news from people who use TikTok in Gaza.
Although I really don't think that is the source of the TikTok situation, but you compound it doesn't look great.
Well, it's not a good optic that people are like, oh, that's why you want to get rid of TikTok.
Right, because we've never seen anything move so fast. Why do you care so much? But like the TikTok conversation predates that.
We can't prioritize getting people medical or housing.
But it's such a bad look, man. Like this is so real quick. What good is the money of AIPAC and all these powerful people? What is the good if you can't get people to go out and vote? If you can't get Democrats in office, who cares who has the money? You're gonna lose everybody. Are y'all not paying attention to what's happening on campuses at college campuses across the country? This is a losing effort.
Oh, and you're definitely not getting the youth vote.
So they may not go vote for Trump, but if they don't go vote for you, you got problems.
Right. And that's a button, is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's a button.
Le Congratulations. Botan. You played yourself.
Le Botan.
I mean, you have my dad who told me that in the Maryland primary, he is going to be writing in another name that's not Biden. Now he's going to vote for him in the general,
but they want him to feel that in the primary.
But yes, my dad, who's in his mid-70s, is like, no, I'm not writing his name. I'm not going to check his name in the primary on principle. That's a problem, guys.
Yeah.
So, listen, in other congratulations, you played yourself news, we move over to basketball. Where Rosenberg's team, the Boston Celtics, lost to the Miami Heat at home. That's a button.
Yeah, well, I can't accept this button because...
Why?
Because I already knew that this was a problem. I want to give the button to my cousin, His name is Boston Jerry on Twitter, and I want to give him the button because when I hit him last week with, did we have to get Miami? I don't like this. He gave me a whole speech and rundown of why this year is different and not to worry and think of yourselves like the Bulls after a couple years not winning at all. Would you be scared, you know, when you play the Hawks in the first round? Come on. And he got me kind of psyched up, and I was like, you know what? You're right. But in my brain, I go, it's still Eric Spoelstra. I don't right. want to play them.
Don't forget Pat Riley sits in that office, fam.
Sits in that office. I don't like seeing him sitting in TD Garden. He's sitting right there. I don't want to deal with the heat. And the second they had a lead in the fourth quarter yesterday, I started having flashbacks. I'm like, wait a second. They're the Heat. They never go away. They're the most annoying team ever. So, yeah, you're right. Hit the Celtics with the button.
Damn. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Just not me, because I knew this would be a problem.
Aww. Now, Laura Stiles, do you have anything to contribute today? I thought you were going to do the TikTok bill, but Rosenberg took that from you also.
I ruined it. Yeah. I stole it twice.
Listen, man.
Are you noticing a trend?
Yo, man. I was going to give him the button for stealing your flashing lights.
And then I stole your congrats.
Then he was like, nah. Then he stole your congrats.
Bro.
I'm sorry. You know what? That's my bad.
It's crazy what's happening.
Well, you know, yes, I do have something. So, President Joe Biden had another a little.
Nah, just say it. Why you mincing the words and dancing? Say it.
Well, speaking at a conference on Wednesday, bro, just listen to this.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Wait,
what? What is that?
Wait. Run it back. Say it again.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Yo, wait. The pause was on the teleprompter, and he wasn't supposed to read that?
The pause was to let them chant four more years.
All he had to do was just pause himself. But no, he was like, pause.
And he actually got helped out by the people starting the four more years. It would have been even worse if there was no chant. He'd just been like, pause. But I'm annoyed that the chants are there because we could use that as our new pause.
I was just going to go to that. I wanted that pause.
It's pretty funny, though.
Yo, play the Gaff Master one more time, man.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Yo, your man is Ron Burgundy, man, or worse.
He needs the bite. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, I dare any of the 81-year-olds in our lives to get up there and give a speech
every
day.
Nah, don't be caping for your man. Hit Rosenberg with another button. That's three buttons in one segment.
I mean, no, he still deserves the button. I'm just saying.
Nah, bro, you got to let that cook.
Nah, it's pretty good.
My dad to get up there and cook.
Well, your dad's 81?
My dad's 85, bro. With Laura Stiles, we got up there and cook.
Nah, listen, bro.
Your dad ain't been moving around like Joe Biden, man.
See, look, you can't even help yourself, man.
I mean, listen.
You got to let Joe Biden take his lumps when it's time for him to take his lumps. When he does something great, we pick him up.
Right.
He doesn't do very much great these days, though, so I'd rather ignore this stuff like this, guys.
Yo, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Sunny Thursday morning. I think we got sun most of the day today. And your chance to beat the buzzer is coming up in 10 minutes. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Did y'all know that there was a former president that's on a criminal trial right now?
Wait, what? Who?
You guys didn't hear about this?
Wow.
It's not all over the news like that. Maybe it's because they didn't allow cameras in there. Maybe it would have been more coverage if there was actual cameras allowed, because they didn't allow cameras.
Listen, it is getting coverage. It just doesn't seem to be getting as much as you'd think it would get.
Well, it should be noted, I think, people who support Trump don't mind him being charged with crimes. They don't believe that he's done anything wrong. And they believe it's all a witch hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to kind of
proof you shown.
Yeah, you got to kind of be like, look, they're going to vote for Trump regardless.
They're fans.
They're
like Kanye fans.
They're You give them, yeah, give them whatever. They're just riding out. Drake fans, Kanye fans, whatever it is type fans, they are riding out regardless of anything.
No, but I like the Kanye fan comp too, because the Kanye fans will make an excuse for anything. That's like the Trump fans.
Yes.
There's Trump. No matter what he says and does, it's it's Trump.
Then, as we articulated a little while ago, if you weren't listening, you know what's happening with the Democrats and Joe Biden's name being tied to a TikTok ban, or Joe Biden's name being tied to what's happening in Israel and between, Hamas and IDF and all the death and all that, plus the protests. Joe Biden looks nuts out here.
It doesn't look great, Ebro. Doesn't look great.
So Joe Biden's actually losing people, and Donald Trump can't do anything to lose people.
That is an interesting point, right? Because Biden's people actually have standards.
That's right.
So because we get disappointed and we're like, you know what? We're not even passionate about you right now, bro.
I'm voting undecided.
Not because you're doing things that are like criminal, but just because we don't like the way you're governing. Whereas Trump can literally run around committing crimes, and you're right.
But,
it makes
but
no
his
impact.
his fans like the way he's governing, though.
His fans,
or the way he did govern,
and they liked, and
even though he got rid of the department that could have potentially stopped the global pandemic.
Yeah, whatever.
Who cares about that, Ebro?
Or was not able to fill like 30 cabinet seats because nobody wanted to work for him.
Yeah, but he's hot out here, bro.
Or voted against giving people the stimulus check, but then wrote his name on it anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, still got it. Who cares?
He was on it. Got that money, yeah.
Yeah, name was on it. Name was on
matter.
The stimmy.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yo, that should be Donald Trump's theme music when he comes out. You should get that from The Rock.
It doesn't matter?
Yeah, the Wyclef, The Rock joint.
It doesn't matter. Yo, it's hilarious. It's so true. This Black Mirror episode is crazy, by the way. The way it's going to end.
What do you mean? Man. You know how it's going to end, the episode we're
in
right now?
Well, I'm watching this like crazy, scary shift in the way people view like different groups. Like the anti-Semitism's on the rise, but like Israel keeps making it worse, and like the government's making it worse. And then you have this like this sort of right-wingish candidate with his cult of personality, his followers who want him back, and they hate people. And then they're simultaneously saying, one poll after another, saying Black men are more interested in voting for Donald Trump than ever. So, like, watching this episode of Black Mirror, we're like, we're gonna find our way, do whatever we can to get this terrible person and his terrible people in power again. So we can then endanger the very same people who are putting him in power. Oh man, this episode's gonna be—you can't miss this.
Will we be doing?
Anything could happen on the next episode. You thought the first season was interesting. Wait, the next season could be crazy.
The whole Black man vote for Trump narrative is marketing campaign is pretty entertaining to me.
It's everywhere.
Because they're running it up. Because you know what they're not gonna do. They're not gonna talk about how Black women continue to show up and support things and keep this country on track.
Nah. Yeah, but with all due respect, women, people know that women are gonna be smart.
No.
It's men
black,
that people
are. No.
Black women.
Yeah, but this group, we're talking about Black people. So yeah, Black women, of course, are on point. The problem with Black men is the men part. You can't fix that part. Guess who they're as dumb as?
No, but
white
that's
men.
So my point is they're not going to actually talk about.
Yeah, because they can't win there. They're not going to win. They can't trick Black women.
No, but that's not my point. My point is we should be focused on the fact that Black women deserve to be given their props. That's my point. But they're so focused on trying to create a narrative around Black men or men in general, that we're not even focused on the fact that the real reason in many cases, that we have stayed on the rails when things could have went off the rails was because of Black women. That's all I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
No, and I'm not disagreeing. By the way, I'm not disagreeing with you either. On this show, we've brought this up many times.
Yeah.
And I agree with you 100%. But no, they know there's no win there because they're not gonna run the video of the sneakers and think black women are gonna change their mind in the voting booth. But they think with men, there's a chance. And the scary part with men is, guess what? There is a slight one.
I told you before, and I get a lot of blowback from this. Too many of you black men think you're a white man, and you're not. And you think you're going to get the same passes. That's why Stephen A. ran his ass on over to Sean Hannity again, talking about, black people understand what Donald Trump's going through. No, they don't. Stopped it. Stop it and stop it right now. The idea that black people somehow see themselves in Donald Trump because he's getting treated bad by the justice system is so ridiculous.
Yo, bro, the assumption that many black people are have encounters with the justice system is crazy, too. Like, the average black person is not a square who's never been in the criminal justice system is crazy. They're going to be like, oh, word, that happened to me. I don't know many people in that situation.
Me either.
But all of a sudden, they all relate to the idea. Yo, it's so crazy. We didn't hit Steven with the button. For hanging out with Sean Hannity alone, love you, Steven. You need that button. No, it's his guy. He loves Sean Hannity.
You played yourself.
Love Steven, but why are you hanging with Sean Hannity? Bad things are going to happen, bro.
Listen, I text Stephen A. Smith. I said, don't let these crackers use you. You keep running up here to these programs, and then they take a sound bite, and they spin it. You're being used. He didn't respond.
And he normally does.
He didn't respond. And since he didn't respond, Stephen A., maybe somebody will play you this audio. I know the game you're playing. You're playing the Disney game.
Go ahead.
Because you know most of the CEOs and all that up there in this very important voting cycle, a lot of these CEOs want to see Trump win for their own pocket. And you, Stephen A., in your own tax bracket, likely want to see the same. And so that's the game you're playing. And you also know the game that you're playing is if you kind of toe this line of ingratiating yourself to elitists, white male elitists, when your time comes and this chapter in your career closes, others will open. Because there's a premium placed on a black face that'll get up there and do that soft shoe. We see it time and time again, where they find the most convenient black face that'll get on up there and say the things that they want a black person to say. There's money in that. There's a career in that.
Now, Stephen did not endorse Donald Trump, correct?
No.
He did not do it. But that's how it's going to get flipped. That's when you leave. That's the soundbite they're playing.
No, but they did the same. Like, even Ice Cube. Remember, Ice Cube was like, look, I went to meet with him. And as soon as Ice Cube went to meet with Kushner's and all of that, trying to, play the money game and play both sides and see what people have to say and have these meetings, what do? They use that to try to get other black folks to be like, oh, yeah, okay, if Stephen A's doing it or if Ice Cube's doing it, maybe it's something for me to consider.
Mm.
You're not in that tax bracket, fam. I love that dramatic pause right there.
Oh, it's perfect.
That was clean. That was awesome.
Shout out to Drizzy.
Call right now. It's time to beat the buzzer and get you some money. You know why? Because you're not in that tax bracket.
There you go.
Which is why you on the line.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo.
And tonight, it goes down.
It goes down. Game 3 in Philly.
In Philly, baby. Knicks in 4.
Wow.
Yo, we didn't give the congrats the other day, did we, to the Philly TV, NBC Sports in Philly, who was doing this.
I didn't even see what happened. Wow.
They were doing the Sixers game. And literally, it's crazy because there was still 40 seconds left. And while Philly's taking free throws, they're like, well, all you hope to do was split here in New York, and that's what we're going to do. Head back on down 95 with a split. We're going to have a hell of a time on the postgame show. Going to be a fun one tonight.
Oh, they didn't rip it. Offensive rebounds and DiVincenzo. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that defense, that Knicks defense. That Thibodeau defense is paying dividends.
That's right. Time.
But not only that, shout out to the Rangers and the Yankees are doing well in the city. So
there you go.
It's a good time in the city right now.
You could, what about the Mets who have kind of started to...
Shout out to NYCFC as well. They're doing great, too.
Yo, you're a bad guy, bro.
Yeah, the Mets are 13-11.
NFL draft is tonight, too, so yeah.
Yo, I was gonna include the NFL draft because, you know, as good as New York sports teams are playing right this second, we would love this NFL draft to show up tonight and fans of the Giants and Jets see some things that are promising. But I have a feeling somebody's going to get the button in this draft.
It could be the Giants people are speculating is going to try to go grab a quarterback, move up and grab a quarterback.
There you go.
They're saying.
All right, guys, we got Jonathan on the line.
Jonathan. Good morning.
Guys. Good morning, guys.
You know how to beat the buzzer.
Yes, I listen to you guys every morning.
Well, we appreciate that. And it's time for you to get paid. Let's let Jonathan beat the buzzer.
$195. $245. $380. $430. $530.
Jonathan?
$650.
Jonathan.
Stop.
Whoa. I was nervous.
Are you there?
There's another one coming.
Jonathan, listen.
Another one.
Listen, Jonathan, you did the right thing. Man. You did the right thing. $650 is yours. It's a big win on a Thursday.
Wow.
How much was left, DJ John?
Oh, man.
$700.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great job.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Nice.
My man was cool as a cucumber, baby.
Yo, you hear how fast. Yo, so do y'all ever pay attention to how the cadence of the whole thing rolls, right? And there'll be like long pauses between some of the numbers giving you a chance to say stop and get nervous. But when they said that 700, that buzzer was so tight right behind there, bro. If you wouldn't have landed that, dunzo. I'm just trying to help people pay attention so we can cheat together. Anyway, Jonathan, $650 is yours.
I appreciate you guys, man. I love you guys.
There you go. Hang on
Jonathan,
one second.
You got tickets to Summer Jam.
Oh, wait.
Too.
We got Summer Jam?
Summer Jam.
Ooh, David O, Doja Cat, Offset, Sexy Red, Red Method Man. It's going on UBS Arena June 2nd. Hang on, Jonathan. We'll see you out there at the party, at the concert. And let's get right to it. Laura Styles right now with the Flashing Lights Report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so you know, Drake dropped his tailor-made freestyle with AI vocals from Tupac and Snoop Dogg. But now the Tupac estate is threatening to sue.
You don't
never
say.
Approved any of it. The estate was like, nah, fam. So they wrote a letter to Drake noting that he must take the song down within 24 hours or they're going to pursue, you know, legal action. So let's see how this goes. But, I mean, I thought this was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that didn't, you know, that doesn't know the game didn't think this was happening. Where you're putting words in Tupac's mouth. People have used Tupac audio before and they've gotten clearances. Matter of fact, on a Kendrick song, Mortal Man, which is on To Pimp a Butterfly, he acts like he's interviewing Tupac.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But that's Tupac's words.
And so the estate got paid. Everyone got handled. It was all
not only that, but you didn't involve the human in something that
they would never be involved. They would never. They don't even. He doesn't even know who Drake is or Kendrick.
So, you know, which was one of my problems with it, even though I felt like Drake's, this offensive he put together was creative to antagonize Kendrick using some West Coast legends. Very creative. But playing with Pac is never ends well for people. I don't know if y'all been watching this.
Yeah, people don't actually want to play around with Pac's name like that.
So let's see what happens. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:02. Today's a high of 57 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
So, Squad, I had an idea. And I've been, me and producer Griff been working on trying to get us a phone line. Our own Ebro in the Morning phone line where people can leave messages.
For like for Freedom Friday?
So Freedom Friday, at any moment, like something could be going on with you and you just need to get something off, and you could just call our number, have it programmed in your phone, and leave us a message.
This is both a great
and terrible idea.
No, we're going to have to empty the voicemail system.
Like every day.
Yeah, because there's going to be idiots trying to promote their music or rap or whatever the hell you're trying to do in it. So there will be those idiots. That'll happen. But on another note, what do you think about this? What if people made like voice notes on their phone and then they emailed the voice note? And then that way they could just do that at any time, anywhere. You guys don't seem to care.
No. That has the same effect, right?
I think. But, you know.
I just don't know if people are going to do it.
Well, we're getting ready for Freedom Friday tomorrow. And I know that, you know, getting your thoughts together and jumping on Freedom Friday tomorrow's always tough for people in the moment because you're commuting or whatever's going on with the family and kids. So I wanted to create multiple options for you to, you know,
say what
you got to say, feel how you want to feel.
That's right.
Freedom Friday.
Is Freedom Friday. You know, we got to make the song. You know what? That's the next challenge for me.
You're going to make an intro song for Freedom Friday?
I need to remake the In Living Color song to It's Freedom Friday.
Okay, we're going to hold you to it, though.
I might have to do it.
Rest in peace to the great Heavy D, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, 97 minutes commercial-free music. Cass, what you hitting this with right now, fam? What's going on out here?
Let's do a little bit of this, man. So you guys were just talking about Summer Jam.
Oh, my God. They will be at Summer Jam, celebrating 30 years of Summer Jam.
It's going to be fire.
It's going down. Get your tickets, Ticketmaster, UBS Arena, June 2nd. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, 97 minutes commercial-free music with the Broadcast One. Laura Stiles, has Instagram or social media scared you about something that you've never been scared of before?
Absolutely. Where do you want to start? Strawberries?
Strawberries is the new heat rock out here.
Ebro, I buy berries for my daughter Kenza.
Yeah,
she loves them. Right?
Yo, the bugs on the strawberries got people tripping.
Oh my God! I used to always just wash them, you know, just wash them regularly. Now they're like, I'm like a chemist, a mixture of vinegar, a little baking soda, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, and I asked my mom, I'm like, did you do this? She's like, no. She's like, she said, extra protein can't be that bad for you. Like,
well, so here's the thing. We've been eating bugs and little rat doo-doo for the longest. You know how much rat doo-doo is allowed to fall in food before it's problematic? That gets to our table? Like, we've been on this.
That's the only thing that to me is like, oh, man, I'm catching myself washing produce in a different way. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, all right, bro. And then I don't know if
what about leaving rice out too long? What about the like leftover rice?
I haven't seen this.
See, I don't know about that one, Ebro. I just don't know because
wait, hang on, Laura. What'd you say, Kat?
I said I saw that one, Ebro.
Now, as a Dominican American,
it's scary, bro.
How much leftover rice have you eaten in your life,
bro? We've been eating leftover rice 2, 3, 4 days. It's all good,
bro. How many of y'all? Okay, question. How many of y'all had it? Just a pot of rice on the stove.
Facts.
Like, just chilling.
Just the pot of rice. It's just
so
there.
Instagram or how you believe. If you leave a pot of rice out for 5 minutes, it's gonna get bacteria and you might poison yourself.
You might die.
Oh, Rosenberg, it's like this new bacteria. Well, I don't even know if it's new, but they're saying, yeah, it absolutely grows overnight. You can't eat leftover rice.
Yo, you know how many pots of rice I done dug into that was left on the stove?
Facts.
The leftovers is amazing.
Leftover con con.
Yes. So I'm like, I don't know about this one.
800-223-9797. What has Instagram or any social media now made you afraid of?
Yeah, I'm hearing from a lot of people who's... their explore page is showing them all kinds of scary things they don't want to see, too. All kinds of weird animal videos and strange, scary things, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you click on one thing that somebody sends you, and then the algorithm is like, ooh, this person likes this.
Let's send you like this. Maybe you're a real freak.
Ugh.
Well, look, you know, the internet got us all afraid of vaccines. I don't care. Listen, even if you're getting your vaccines and all of that, it is in the back of your mind after the pandemic and everything we hear about vaccines where you're like,
You should be scared about all those diseases that are around. If there wasn't any vaccines, where would we be?
Don't worry about that. We're gonna share hookah pipes and have unprotected sex. We're not worried about that. We're worried about the vaccines.
The argument that makes me laugh the most is like, oh yeah, well, how come they haven't cured cancer yet? What?
Huh? What's that got to do with a vaccine, bro?
But you know how advanced we are? Wait, that's an argument? Yes, Ebro. Yes. I'm like, do you know how many... First of all, my mom survived cancer. Do you know how far we're so beyond.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, if they catch it early enough, yes, they'll live,
guys. You will survive.
They'll live.
Yeah, you got to get your checkups and all that. Let's go to Cleveland on the line. Cleveland has... Look, here we go. The rice situation.
All right, here's the
Cleveland, rice situation. Cleveland, you have info on the rice situation that everybody's afraid of now.
Yes, so what it is it takes about 2 hours for it to be left out at a certain room temperature where the spores and bacteria starts to grow. Anything from 2 hours, you put it in the refrigerator.
So if you leave rice out for 2 hours.
No more than 2 hours.
Man.
Room, you know how much temperature.
Yo, listen, I've been eating spores then for a long time, Jack.
Spores on spores on spores.
Ugh.
Yeah, but once it reaches past that 2 hour mark, it goes into that danger zone, and then if you consume it, then you can get all that bacteria and spores in your system, and that could run you to the bathroom.
Oh man! So are you personally good at after you cooked your rice before the 2 hours? You're always very conscious of putting it in the fridge.
I do my best with the family. It's mostly the family members have to make them aware of it because they're used to their old habits. And just leaving it out 4 or 5 hours at the barbecues. You know what I'm saying? If you have it on the barbecue outside, you need to have it on ice underneath it. Like an ice bath.
Underneath it? But I want cold rice.
So now this is the ill piece. Thank you, Cleveland. We're going to go to this next call. Because this is what sold me on my fear of the rice spores and bacteria. Let's go to Ariel on the line. Whoa, Ariel.
Nice and easy.
Hello. Let's see if this line. Ariel, you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Hopefully I'm pronouncing. Is it Ariel or Ariel?
Ariel.
Ariel. So you, sir, want to talk about. So once I heard this, I was like, wait a minute. Why am I just now hearing about the 1921 Rice Act in Japan?
Yes, they passed that back then because they saying that, again, like what's going on with TikTok, the mold, and that can accumulate within 24 hours can affect the heart. So in Japan, you know, they're very big on rice. They passed this act so that way they can control how rice is being stored in large quantities, especially for like large restaurants that serve a lot of rice specifically for them.
The 1921 Rice Act. Thank you very much. The law established import duties and the ability to limit imports of rice from outside Japanese empire and allowed the government power to control the purchase, sale, storage, and processing of rice within the financial limit of 2,000 million yen. They had rice riots in 1918, too. Listen, if the Japanese are saying we got to do something right with the rice, guess who I'm listening to?
Well, that's a good point.
Facts. Rice connoisseurs right there.
Guess who I'm listening to? Let's go to Amp. Talking, has social media got you afraid of something? Amp, you want to talk about the influence of social media on your kids?
Yes, I do. Good morning, but what's going on?
How are you
guys? Listen to you guys all morning. I'm good. I'm chilling.
So social media doesn't have you scared of rice, though?
It definitely doesn't. I don't think that's important as much as, you know, the influence in social media has had on our kids. You know, I got two daughters and I don't have them on the tablets as much. But when I do, like Laura said, the algorithms just start taking them to pages that aren't appropriate for them. You know, even when I DJ, so my name is DJ Amp. So even when I open my page up, all I see is just females, you know, shaking their butts and just a whole bunch of unnecessary influence that they have on children. You know, you have daughters that look at that, and then they might think that that's what they need to look like in order to be accepted, you know. And to be honest with you, guys don't help the situation either, because honestly, that's what guys want, you know. And sir, being that that's what some guys
DJ
want.
DJ Amp, yeah, let me ask, how long you been DJing, fam?
For about 15 years professionally.
Professionally for about 15 years.
That's a good run.
And how old are you right now, if you don't mind?
I'm 38.
38 years old. So if we go back 15 years, what was that, 23? You was like 18 years old.
Yeah.
So at 18 years old, what records you was playing in these clubs?
At 18, I wasn't really doing so much clubs. I was more doing house parties.
That Uncle Luke? You was playing that Uncle Luke?
Nah, I was playing more like dancehall, reggae, reggaeton.
You was Gasolina in it out here.
That was the best year, Dame Kulo in it out here,
wasn't you?
Oh my
God. Yeah, right on the wall, putting those holes in the wall.
And I'm only bringing this up because see how you talking? We always want to get all holier than that when we got kids. And rightfully so, we should be concerned, and we should use parental controls and all that. But let's just keep in mind what we was doing outside. Now it just happens to be on social media.
They don't correlate to each other. We're talking about kids, not when I'm 18 years old. You get what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't influenced by that. There was no social media. I had a sidekick.
We had music videos, fam. What are you talking about?
We did.
They was wilding in those music videos. They was wearing the poom poom shorts.
True.
Ebro, they're not, let's be honest, they're not as explicit. They weren't as explicit as they are now. My kids wasn't up 2 in the morning watching the box.
That's on you, though. By the way, I'm not disagreeing that social media. I'm not disagreeing. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm putting the framework around how when we become parents, right? Because it happened to our parents and the parents before that, rock and roll music, hip hop music, the vulgarity, the poom poom shorts, pick a thing. Winding up on the wall, you know, pick a thing. There's always a thing, and it's up to us as parents, yes, to be concerned. And also to monitor, and also to give our kids context
for
what's going on. It's very hard.
What was more accessible? What's more accessible now? Social media or 15, 20 years ago to actually have to turn on the TV, get 100%. Your parents permission after 9 o'clock? You get what I'm saying? There's a big difference between back in the day and now.
And I will say, in the caller's defense, and I think both points are valid. This is a good conversation. The TV was not able to shape shift to your child's interests and deep desires.
Like, there's no algorithm.
There's no algorithm to literally help corrupt individually. It was just whatever you connected with. So it is a different animal. But Ebro's point is right too. It's always been there, and it's always been on parents.
When I was 10 years old, I had Born to Mac Too Short, which clearly there was no visual component. But if you know anything about that tape, it was very vulgar. Right. Also in my house was Dolemite vinyl. If you've ever listened to Dolemite, which was in my house, the adults had it and I heard it and it was played. And you've heard it sampled in hip hop records. It existed. There was Richard Pryor. There was Red Fox. There was Eddie Murphy. It was all comedy. And yes, it wasn't as accessible. Right. But once again, you have to ask yourselves, when you give your kid a tablet, when you give your kid a phone, the same way if a parent gave a kid money to go to the record store and buy their own record, they might come back with a record that's vulgar, that you don't want in the house. That was a thing when I was a kid. Where it was like, yo, you went to Tower Records and you came back with, what? What'd you come back with? N.W.A. That was a thing. Or you start making your own money at your first job and you start buying clothes that don't look the way your parents want them to look. Just giving, it's all relative and it is very different. But as parents, it's up to us to stay involved in these things.
You talk to your daughters. Talk to your daughters. You have to have open conversations with them, Amp.
You got to talk to your sons, too.
Yeah.
Well, Amp had daughters. I see what you're saying. Let's go to Jill.
Jill.
What are you scared of out here? What are you scared of now that you seeing it on IG or social media? Jill, what are you scared of?
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on here. I listen to you guys on the podcast every single day.
Thank you.
So I was literally just listening now, and I was like, let me call Be the Buzzer, but that's all right. I'm happy that I'm here right now. So I'm not really worried about all of the stuff. I have three boys and, you know, them seeing stuff on social media. I grew up with Snoop Dogg listening to that. That's not what I'm worried about.
It ain't
what
no fun I'm if the homies can't is, have none was, I mean, that was,
yo,
I mean.
Let me tell you, I learned that word for word at 11 years old, and that was not appropriate, but it is what it is. I'm a doctor now. It worked out. But what I'm worried about is, yo, why is my IG filled with so many Temu ads? Like everywhere I go, Timo is pushing me, and I'm falling for it. Like I literally ordered like $200 worth of stuff. It took, yo, I bought the most random stuff. It went from like nightgowns to strawberry cutters. Like they just get you everything, and like half of it breaks in the first try.
Yeah. Yo, so fam, like, when you buy something on IG. Bruh, you have no idea what's showing up to your crib. Yo, Laura Styles, remember that time Ricardo tried to buy those window cleaners?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm laughing because my man is just like you. He falls for all the Temu ads, and he's it's a problem. He loves to shop. He bought, like, this window cleaner for our balcony, and he's like, look, babe, I'm going to clean the outside of our windows. It's with a magnet. Bro, he opened it up, and he was all proud of it. First try, boom, fell.
Yo, damn. And then never forget the gold Clippers. Yo, the gold Clippers.
No, the Clippers got me. The gold Clippers got me bad.
No, they look like they cut so good. I ordered them joints. It was trash,
all of you guys
bro.
Fell for it.
No, straight into the garbage. They must have made so much money. Oh, man. Laura Stiles and
Rosenberg. Yo, the gold. That was the last thing I bought. That was the last thing I bought. If I see something on a social media, I immediately go, if I think it's interesting, I go to Amazon. Same and I see if it's legit. Otherwise, I'm not buying directly from any of this social media.
What were those terrible Clippers called again? You remember?
I don't remember, but they got us all.
I remember all of y'all came in victims to the gold Clippers.
Yo, we were so excited.
Yo, they looked fire too, bro. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning, 97 minutes, commercial-free music, sunny Thursday morning. Thanks for spending time with us. Rosenberg, what's the big story in your world today? Is it the Heat beating your team, the Celtics, or is it getting ready for draft day tonight?
I think it's
obviously outside of politics, because that is the big story in your world. Everything going on with.
I'm gonna go Knicks Sixers.
That's a bigger story for you.
That's what to pay attention to. I mean, listen, the draft is fun, right? But when you watch I'm not a draft guy. Especially, I'm not a draft guy if it's up against a meaningful game. The reason you care about the draft is so you could draft good players.
Right.
The hope of drafting good players, the players will play well. The hope is that the team one day will make a playoff.
One day.
Then in the playoffs, you hope that they will win. So why would I watch the draft over the team that's actually done the work and is now going to play in a playoff game? I'm locked in tonight to Sixers-Knicks. Because if the Knicks lose tonight in Philly, you got a series again. And no one wants to deal with a game four. Knicks up 2-1. You want to get a win tonight and try to get them on the ropes.
Huh.
That's my mindset, personally.
All right.
I like it. The Knicks being able to get out of this early and get some rest would be crucial.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting there having a battle in game four. If you steal their heart tonight and you're up 3-0, come on, they're going to pack it in, bro. They're going to pack it in. You're going to sweep them.
You want me to tell you my favorite story of the day?
I was about to come to you, Laura Stiles. What's popping in your world?
No, this is my favorite one. Airlines required to refund passengers for canceled and delayed flights.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
Airlines
news.
Finally got to you, fam. You cancel a flight, give me that bread back, fam.
What about when they're, here's a $50 voucher.
Nah.
Good luck to you.
Nah.
What?
Wow, that is good news.
Yes, it says the Department of Transportation announced it's rolling out a new rule that will require airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers for canceled and significantly delayed flights.
Now in Big there, day. So when I heard the report on this story, they will try to still offer you the other things. Mm. But they also have to offer the option of the cash refund.
Okay.
Now, what's this going to do to airline ticket prices?
That's where I was going to go with it, bro. So if my flight gets canceled and they go, yeah, we can give you your money back. And they give me my money back. And they go, but now you have to book your other flight. And this one's going to cost double.
Well, and then what they're going to do, they're going to tag your name in the system, right. And the algorithm going to crack you.
Right. They're going to be like, hey, that guy right there, we just gave him his money back. You gave him $300. He wants to rebook.
Hit him for
six.
That'll
be $550.
Now, with Laura, in these new rules, wasn't there something also about lost luggage?
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet. But
I heard something about lost luggage and them being responsible financially for lost luggage.
If you read who reads the fine print? But I follow sometimes some of those people who are lawyers and they tell you kind of break all the tiny language that you never get to. But some airlines are required to refund you a significant amount if they lose your luggage. But I haven't seen anything on that yet. I'll get to it.
They better lose your luggage.
As they should.
Man, American Airlines still owe me a CDJ.
Wow, they lost a CDJ?
Bro, Rosenberg.
What?
The CDJ.
That's $1,000.
Hold on. The CDJ didn't make it to the airport. Then they were like, oh, yeah, we'll send it to your house. It came to my house. The case got to my house. Empty case.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Yeah. No, you got, yeah. First of all, that's one of the worst stories I've ever heard because it's DJ equipment that costs like $1,000 a pop. But
oh my God.
Just like 6-7 months ago, I was traveling for WWE. I got to the hotel. And I was like, oh, man, I left my iPad in the back seat in front of me. I was like, I know exactly when I took it out. It's there. I go file the report. This is legitimately all within an hour of getting off the flight. iPad's gone. Never got it back. Like, they're incapable of doing anything. If you want to see America working at its absolute worst, do anything involving an airline.
According to the Department of Transportation, requires airlines to compensate passengers for reasonable, verifiable, and actual incidental expenses that may incur while their bags are delayed, subject to the maximum liability limits, which is $3,800. Now, 10 hours ago, according to the Washington Post, if a checked bag isn't delivered within 12 hours of a domestic flight arriving at a gate, or within 15 to 30 hours of an international flight arriving, depending on how long that flight is, passengers will be entitled to a refund of their checked bag fee. They will need to file a mishandled baggage report.
Mm. How long is that going to take?
Oh, you're not getting that money for it. They'll be like, all right, we'll get you that money. We'll get you that. What's the checked bag fee now? $100 or something?
Yeah, 70. They'll give you that. 75.
It's 6 months.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
Yo, let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's where you send us your emails, guys. Again, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. Where the gurus unite to shine the light on your darkness. We light it up, burn the sage, and Rosenberg lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who is out there. Who needs help, Rosenberg?
Now, before I get to this great email, Laura, I did last week do a lot and didn't really get to mention during the gurus that your guru friend Rosenberg launched my wrestling podcast out on my own. That's right.
We talked about
you
this
said that already, man.
Yeah, I squozed it in 1 second last week, guys. I'm sorry. I need one more minute here. This is a big undertaking, okay?
Segment. Well, why don't we set aside like proper time to talk about a wrestling podcast?
Yeah.
What would be the proper time for that? It's a shout out during the Gurus.
So we could play like intro music from like the Undertaker or something.
I think that would be doing too much. This is already longer than the whole thing would have been.
But now you're complicating the Guru. Gurus ain't about wrestling. Well, I guess you are wrestling. You're wrestling with relationships.
All right, just go ahead. Tell us your news, Rosalind.
Listen, real quick, if you are interested, if you are a wrestling fan, if you ever were, if you just like to hear people have a good time and talk about all kinds of stuff, check out Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg wherever you find podcasts.
See, now,
wait, love a sub.
Do it again. Hold on.
No, wait. Go.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
Is cooking.
Oh, thank you, DJ John. That's right.
Here we go.
If you're a fan of the Final Boss.
Oh, my God, the Final Boss.
Of any of your favorite WWE superstars of all time, any sort of wrestling, classic, old school, new school, whatever it is, find Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg wherever you find podcasts. Thank you, DJ John.
Now, if you wouldn't have took Laura's flashing lights today.
I know, right?
And her story, and congratulations, you played yourself. We could have been talking about Cheap Heat.
I didn't mean to, Laura. I'm sorry.
It was a cheap promo.
Are you?
Oh, you know what? John, can we jump back on the lily pads?
No, the Guru is dismantling. This is crazy.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. So many people who need our help. Good morning, gurus, all gurus, including Ebro and Cast.
Hey, thanks.
Yo.
In my ears, podcast listener, they're gurus as well.
That's all that matters, what the people say.
Suck it, gurus.
Sometimes they have valid points. No offense to anyone else. So I'm not sure if y'all remember, but I wrote before, and I'm the one that God, parentheses Rosenberg, excuse me?
What?
I'm not making this up.
You must have threw your God voice on that day.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Oh, yeah. Okay. Had to come down and put me in my place, LOL, about a young female friend from school that I went with from 91 to 97. Yeah, that's a throwback, but 91 to 97 sounds crazy that we're talking about a past relationship.
Okay.
Different time in life. I was bugging, trying to reach out to her by requesting her on all social media platforms. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I've asked about any other way. He said to basically relax. I did. Finally, after 4 months since, she accepted me on Facebook. Congrats, man. Congrats.
Right back.
Now it's 2 months past her acceptance. I see that she is happily married with 2 kids. Now, I'm not the one to ruin any relationship. Trust me.
Oh, this guy. Hit him with the LLJ. The fact that you even fixed your lips.
LLJ, cool J.
And I'm going to sound like a B right now. But I would really like her attention. And just to talk to her as a friend.
We can't accept emails from this guy anymore. This guy's problematic, bro.
So, you know, I'd be brainstorming on how to do so. Like almost all of her posts. As well as one time wrote a comment and a question on a funny post she posted to get an answer back. But nothing. I'm trying not to be a creep.
Stop reading. This sounds dangerous. This guy sounds dangerous, bro.
Guys, stay scheming. And you know what? We already gave you the advice, and you didn't listen. And now she accepted you as a friend, and you're just going to keep on creeping? Once you say the words, I'm not a homewrecker, but it's already a problem.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what a creepy
Yo, and then he's asking questions in the comments, trying to get a response. Bro. She needs to block
you.
Matter of fact, tell us her name so we can call her and tell her to block you.
You want
the email? All
right. So he says, blah, 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 blah. Or should I just continue to relax and shut the bleep up and move on with my life? Once again, much thanks. Love what y'all do. I appreciate y'all 100. P.S. Y'all should really add new white songs for Whitish Wednesday. Another listener said it one time, asking for metal. I say more country. And Rosenberg said the players won't know it. Suggestion, if I may, why not have unlimited times to pick phonofots? The fots can be more involved, and you can see if they really whitish. LOL. Well, because then it would just be the phonofots playing against each other. That's not the point.
Thanks for that, but you're creepy. You're creepy.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it. We told you already.
You're being that guy.
Continued. Yes, you're being that guy. Stop it. She is married. She has children. She's moved on. Stop liking all her posts.
Can I make a real?
Stop doing all that.
Yo, because I don't really like this type of behavior. Like it, like when I said it felt unsafe, it feels like I don't like dudes. I don't like women like this. I don't like dudes like this. If you are old enough to have had a relationship in 1991 to 1997. Like, you were old enough to be outside in a relationship.
At some level.
High school,
even if it
was
a young relationship, it doesn't matter.
High school, yeah, whatever. And it's 2024. And you're still holding on to whatever that was. You need to go seek help.
The fact that that has to be explained is crazy.
I know.
And not just because of the relationship part, but because of, like, just the way time and life works.
Yeah, that you're not able.
Fantasy.
She probably don't even remember who you are. She probably just accepted random people.
Well, Cash, you're not helping. You're insulting
him. No, I'm just saying.
No, but you're right. He does. Ebro, you're right, though. It is one thing to have a glancing memory cross your mind. We've all been there. That's what memories are for, the way. That's the beauty of the memory. I, in fact, have moments that I knew, oh, man, one day I'm going to remember this. This is a time. That's okay. But you're obsessing. You're obsessing over something that was a very long time ago. Ebro's right. You need to get some help. Matter of fact, if you have a lot of spare time on your hands and you're having racing thoughts and you need something to do, I recommend Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg, wherever you find podcasts.
Or BetterHelp.com. I was being serious. BetterHelp.com. You need therapy.
And if you need to find somebody else, Taj with Cast One on Saturday while we're at it.
Oh, get that in, too. Yeah, so you can stop by Taj. Yeah. And if that doesn't work out, go on BetterHelp. And then in the meantime, while you're waiting, go listen to Cheap Heat. You got a whole schedule, but you can stop obsessing with this lady from 1991, my guy.
Leave her alone, so say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No, it's crazy, bro.
Yo, if you were talking to her about how the brand new song Summertime just came out, it's time to let it go. if you were like, you know who I think's really gonna be big? Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. It's a long, you gotta move on, man.
Yo, Cash 197 minutes commercial free and call right now to beat the buzzer. We'll do it next. Oh,
damn, it's coming up too. It's late April already.
Yo, but it's not really that warmth hasn't set in yet. It's still kind of crispy outside.
It's next week. We might be playing this.
Much simpler times, right, Cash 1?
Oh, always well in the world.
You know what I mean? Future and Drake. Together. Oh,
Rick
man.
Ross and Drake doing songs together. It was peaceful times.
It was a great time, those times.
Yeah. What a time to be alive.
Talk to him.
I mean.
Talk to him. Amen. Guys, I've been trying to formulate a thought. Walk with me here. And we're going to beat the buzzer next. If you were to categorize Drake with other, like, rap legends, would you put him in with Drake, LL Cool J, Big Daddy Kane, maybe even like top, and I'm speaking of like topics that they cover and styling, not like accolades or hits, just like the things they rap about and talk about.
You mean you mentioned him in LL Cool J, so you're talking about Dirty Mackin.
I mean,
Drake's raps.
Relationship raps, Dirty Mackin.
Dirty Mackin. LL and Drake should drop a collab album called Dirty Mackin, bro, with the two of them.
But just follow me. Okay. But am I thinking right, like how you would categorize, and even no. LL Cool J in a sense of battles, right? LL Cool J never backed down from a battle.
True. But Drake's in his own category because the everything else.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the raps.
Just
the raps. Would you categorically put Drake
with... I like LL in the category.
Would you put PM Dawn, LL Cool J?
No. PM Dawn. No.
Not PM Dawn. So then, go ahead, Kat.
I was going to say, I might put Kanye there, too.
A little bit of Kanye's in there.
Right.
But then when you categorize Kendrick, you would categorize him with... Nas, Chuck D, Ice Cube, Rakim,
There you Tupac. Go. I like what you're doing. Sure.
Okay. Right? And so And the reason I say that is because in my brain, I've been wanting to like tell people, like, you know, Kendrick and Drake occupy separate spaces. Like, they're not the same.
Right.
And we're blessed to have both of them in this moment in hip hop.
Right.
Like, we can love them both. We don't have to pick a side.
No. Right. It's like liking Mexican food and Thai food. There's no relationship. I love both.
I love both.
But when I'm in the mood for pad thai, I'm not in the mood for nachos.
It's but even when thing. I loved, but even when I loved KRS-One and LL Cool J,
yeah,
it's like watching the sport but not having a, not choosing the team. Like I do that all the time. I be like, I don't care about the Thunder and who they playing right now, Rosenberg.
Who cares?
Exactly.
You don't care.
But I'll watch the game.
You're gonna watch. Game.
I want to see who wins.
You want the Suns T-Wolves? You're just throwing it on to throw. You want to see Booker play. You want to see KD play. But you want to see Karl Anthony Towns play.
Who does better? Who scores more points?
So anyway, I've been...
But nobody wants to hear that, Ebro. They want to hear, you know...
Yeah, they want us to pick a side. People want to pick a side. It's wrestling. It's battling. Yeah,
that part has surprised me. I know that sounds crazy, but that actually has surprised me.
What?
That people have been so unlike the side part of it. Because right. I've actually already played both sides. Like in one sense, I'm sitting there saying, watch out, Drake. You're begging Kendrick. You're going to get what you asked for. On the other side, I don't think it's cool that people are like questioning Drake because of his background. Like, I'm able to point out things in both.
Right.
Because guess what? Like, I am more of a Kendrick guy musically. I'm not a club guy. I'm a drive around, listen to lyrics guy. Me, if Kendrick makes more sense. But the rooting, the teams. Yo, it's just like politics, Ebro.
It is.
One of my favorite things about Hasan Minhaj's stand-up show that he's doing is he talks about how lame people are for rooting for politicians like fans. He was like, you realize that if you are walking around rooting for a politician, like I'm a fan, like you wear their shirt and like you have a flag. He was like, it's basically like doing that with, it's like rooting for a bank. It would be like walking around wearing a Wells Fargo shirt.
I'm Bank of America all right. day.
No, it's Citibank, bro. You don't even know what you're doing.
Stop it. Chase.
I don't know, though. Wells Fargo, they're kind of creepy. Like, what are we talking about, guys? Like, you can...
Yeah. It's time to beat the buzzer, though. Kaylee's on the line. Let's get it. Kaylee.
Good morning.
Kaylee, good morning. It's time for you to get paid. You ready? And you know how to do it.
Yes, I do.
Here we go. Kaylee, it is time to beat the buzzer.
$245. $290. $365. $480.
Stop.
Yeah, she stopped on 480.
She took it. She took
480.
It.
She couldn't wait one more. Let's see what else was Kaylee going to get.
I'm too nervous.
I know. I'm with you. What we got?
$150.
Ooh, you left 80 on the table.
$600.
Ooh.
$750.
Oh,
no.
Damn.
Damn, bro. You left like $270 on the table, but you got $480. That money is yours, and you're going to Summer Jam. You got the tickets, though. Serious business. David O. Doja Cat. Red Method Man, it's going to be a great show. Offset's going to be in the building, plus guests. You know how we get down at Summer Jam. June 2nd, UBS Arena is going to be a great time. Kaylee, hold on, we'll get you paid. Everybody else, your next chance to get money. And Beat the Buzzer will be 12 noon.
Hey, yo, wake up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one show in the city.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie,
will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.